Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 860, How to Construct an Empowering Reality by Tom Bilyeu with success.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, the guy who's been reading articles, book excerpts, and even student essays to you every day, including holidays, for over 2 years. Today's author is Tom Bilyeu of Impact Theory. He interviews guests, asks important questions, and it's a great show to learn more from the super successful. And speaking of successful, he blogs occasionally on Success Magazine, and I got his and their permission to narrate those articles. So let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. How to Construct an Empowering Reality by Tom Bilyeu with success.com. As a kid, I was so fascinated by the notion of mind control. I remember so desperately wanting to do Jedi mind tricks, to be able to wave my hand as if it were some sort of magic wand and get people to do what I wanted, whether it was my parents not making me mow the lawn or making them buy me a Nintendo. Please, for the love of God, that's a whole other story, I digress. I wanted to be able to sway people. I wanted control over their minds. But the more I got into psychology and the more I understood the brain, the more I realized the only brain that I needed to control was my own. Everything else was a construct of what I believed to be true. Your brain is lying to you. Think about it. Your brain is trapped inside a box of bone covered in skin. It never sees the light of day. It never actually encounters sound. It receives electrical and chemical impulses, and from them, it paints the best version of reality that you see around you. It's not a real representation. It's just a good enough representation that you can walk around without bumping into things. Our belief system, the things that hold us back, all of the negativity, the voices in your head that tell you that you can't do something. It's you making your best stab at how to get ahead in the world. All of it is a made-up construct. Recognize that all those things are merely representations that your mind has chosen to give you. They're not objectively true. Accept that there's a crack in that door of subjectivity that is within your power to control. Once you recognize and accept that, you begin to realize that you can construct your beliefs around something that serves you. Choose what you believe. You're creating your reality right now, but chances are you're not being very intentional about the reality that you're creating. Remember, reality is subjective. If you realize that it's a construct, if you realize that you are choosing to believe something, then you can choose to believe that you can do something about it. Write down the beliefs that you have about yourself. On one side, list the things that empower you and move you forward, the things that make you more confident, that give you the courage and the audacity to move forward. On the other side, list the things that demotivate or demean you and move you away from your goals. Let's say you want to be a public speaker, but you get nervous every time you're about to speak. You begin to develop what is known as Pavlovian conditioning, where you convince yourself to associate anxiety with public speaking. But you can interrupt that pattern. Your mind begins to lay down patterns over time. Neurons that fire together, wire together. Even something as simple as changing your posture can create a different internal reality. If you're slumped over and allow your face to take on a droopy, sad posture, what you feel is very different than if you take an open, confident posture. You will feel a definite change if you hold your face in a very optimistic, upbeat way. Go ahead, try to be angry while laughing. I dare you, it just doesn't work. Understand that all of that stuff is intentionality at play. It's you choosing what you think. It's you choosing what you believe. It's you choosing what you feel. All of that stuff has a material impact on the world around you. You can choose to believe things that empower you, and you can choose to ignore the things that move you backwards. It's all a construct. Meditation is key. I eschewed meditation for years. I thought it was the dumbest thing in the world. I tried it and it didn't make any sense to me until someone explained what I was really doing. I was gaining control over my autonomic nervous system. So much of our lives happens in the subconscious. The vast majority of the data that your brain processes is done subconsciously. There's so much neurological activity going on, things that are known, things that are discarded, and things that we move toward. And despite the fact that your conscious mind is going to take credit for all of it, it's actually the last to know. Being able to take control of the autonomic nervous system through meditation is so powerful. It's going to allow you to center yourself before giving a speech. It's going to allow you to calm yourself before taking a test. It's going to allow you to perform at a higher level. Even the Navy SEALs teach breathing exercises and meditative practices. When you get into a combat situation and things are flying and moving quickly, it is literally a life or death situation, and you have to learn to calm your autonomic nervous system. If you can't do that, if you can't lower your rate of breathing, if you can't calm your heart rate and push the blood back into your prefrontal cortex so that you can quickly make the right decisions, you're screwed. So many opportunities arise when the construct that you build in your mind about yourself is one that is powerful, one that gives you confidence, one that propels you forward and makes you courageous enough to act. You can also use the afterglow of meditation to solve the toughest challenges in your life. Then you'll be able to do what other people think is impossible. Build a superhighway. I don't know about you, but for me, it is incredibly exciting and liberating to know that I'm making all of this up, that I'm building this world in real time. The beliefs I have about the world and myself are all things that I have chosen to believe, that I've repeated to myself. That those neurons that wire together as I tell myself that story repeatedly become real, and they become a superhighway to something beautiful in my life. What you choose to build a superhighway to is completely up to you. Your superhighway is going to be built by the thoughts that you think over and over. If you think to yourself, I'm stupid, I'm dumb, I'm lazy, those things will become true, even if they didn't start out being true. On the other hand, if you think to yourself, I learn faster, I grow more, I'm never worried about being right or looking stupid, I'm going to figure this out, I'm the guy that doesn't quit, I keep going long after everybody else gives up, then those neurons will wire together and you will have a super highway to empowering beliefs. Use gratitude to construct your reality. If you focus on the things in your life that are going wrong, if you focus on the things that are bad, if you focus on the things that make you sad, then you're going to get more of that. And your life is going to be sad. It's going to be depressing. You're going to feel trapped. If you're not where you want to be in life, you have to focus obsessively on things that you are grateful for. I'm sure there are things in your life that you're incredibly grateful for. A mere breeze on your face can be something to stop and be grateful for. If you don't have somebody that you love, but a book that you're into is really touching you, be grateful for that book. If your leg is broken, focus on the incredible technology of a wheelchair. Focus on the beautiful things in your life, and all of a sudden, your life will be happier. Remember, your life is ultimately a construct of what you believe. Choose to believe, and it will be filled with more beauty. Make your impact. Once you realize that you are actively constructing the world around you, that you are painting all of this in your mind, that everything around you is completely subjective, then you realize that intentionality becomes a critical component. It all comes down to the things that you choose to believe. It all comes down to the things that you choose to focus on. Focus on things that move you forward. Focus on things that make you feel good. Focus on things that move you toward your goals. Do and believe whatever moves you toward your goals. Don't do or believe anything that moves you away. You just listened to the post titled How to Construct an Empowering Reality by Tom Bilyeu with success.com. And normally here, I'll sometimes have an ad or mention something self-promotional like our newsletter or other podcasts, stuff like that. You can have that removed for you and the outro music gone by becoming a patron of the show, starting at just 7 cents per episode. To learn more about that, come by oldpodcast.com/help. We are close to our goal, about 70% of the way there. So it'd be great if you could help and get ad and promo-free versions of this show while you're at it. Again, you can find out more about that at oldpodcast.com/help. Thank you for listening and being here. I'll be back tomorrow with a guest post on Kate Flanders' site. So I'll see you there in the Friday show, where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.